When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Have you heard about functional fitness? It's all about being fit for life. Here's a simple, equipment-free routine to help make your everyday movements a little easier. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Functional exercises mimic the movements you do on a daily basis to boost your mobility. Plus, some research suggests that functional exercises might even help enhance other aspects of physical fitness, including strength, speed, and balance. An example of functional fitness is wall push-ups. Stand facing a wall, arm's length away. Lean forward and place your hands at chest level. Bend the elbows and slowly move the chest and hips toward the wall. Hold for 1 second, then push arms straight back to the starting position. Repeat. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Vegetation fire burns 500 acres in rural San Luis Obispo County. Paso Robles joining a Unified School District holding Job Fair Expo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast. Chris Garcia.
Local News is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A vegetation fire broke out in rural San Luis Obispo County, east of Santa Margarita, near the county line, north of the Carrizo Plains. Crews responded at about 3 p.m., and the fire quickly reached over 100 acres, growing at a moderate speed and threatening nearby solar panels. The fire continued to grow past 300 acres at about 1 hour. With temporary evacuation orders in effect, by 5 p.m., fire officials confirmed the blaze was at 20% containment, which quickly rose to 60% containment. The last update given by CAL FIRE on its incidents page was 8 p.m. yesterday at 80% containment and 543 acres. All evacuation orders have been lifted as well. One structure has been damaged from the incident. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has scheduled a prescribed burn for today in cooperation with private landowners. The Rinconada prescribed burn will be held near Santa Margarita, weather and air quality conditions permitting. Efforts will target yellow star thistle, a highly invasive plant species that poses environmental, economic, and public safety concerns, according to CAL FIRE. About 4 fire engines and 2 hand crews will be assigned to the project. Smoke will be visible throughout the Santa Margarita area near Highway 58, Pozo Road, and potentially the 101. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District hosting Job Fair Expo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be holding a job fair expo Monday, July 13th, to connect applicants with a variety of impactful, classified support positions essential for the coming school year. The expo will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the district boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. Positions include paraeducators, bus drivers, food service workers, playground supervisors, clerical staff, and other support positions for the school year. Attendees will have the opportunity to learn more about the available positions, ask questions, and receive assistance in the application process. Applicants are encouraged to bring a current resume to the expo and review current openings in advance through the school district's online portal. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is encouraging eligible residents to take advantage of free chipping days offered by the San Luis Obispo Fire Safe Council in September. The program will help residents clean up their properties and create more defensible spaces to improve wildfire resilience. Reducing excess vegetation around homes is an effective way for residents to help protect their property. Residents must be located within high fire hazard severity zones in Paso Robles to be eligible, and register online in advance at chipperday.com/slowFSC. For more information, residents can contact Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services. Templeton Concerts will continue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Templeton Park. Tonight's entertainment will be the Molly Ringwald Project, playing 80s rock and dance music. Concerts are free to attend. Remember that no pets are allowed in the park, and food and drinks will be available for purchase from approved vendors only. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rockies beat the Dodgers 4-3, the Blue Jays over the Giants 9-3, Padres beat the Diamondbacks 4-1, the Rangers over the Angels 8-3, the Tigers beat the Athletics 6-2, the Rays over the Yankees 6-4. Tonight, the Giants will face the Blue Jays, the Dodgers will go against the Rockies, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Athletics will face the Tigers, the Yankees will go against the Rays. In California news, a California doctor who intentionally drove his wife and 2 children off a cliff had his attempted murder charges dismissed on Monday. 45-year-old Dharmesh Patel and his family miraculously survived the crash off a 300-foot cliff in San Mateo County in 2023. Patel's charges were dropped due to a ruling that he was experiencing paranoia and delusions in the weeks leading up to the night. He was diagnosed with major depressive disorders and suffered a mental health crisis. About 11,000 individuals have received letters from the California Department of Motor Vehicles informing them they need to retake their written driver's license tests. The notices say they were identified irregularities in the results of certain knowledge tests. Notified individuals need to retake the test within 30 days or risk losing their driver's licenses. A multi-agency operation led to the arrest of 13 men in California who were contacting children with the intent of engaging in illicit activities. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Southeast Asia is standing out as a market that is starting to demand higher quality products. Joe Sowers, Regional Vice President for the U.S. Wheat Associates in South and Southeast Asia, talks about how the U.S. stacks up against competitors such as Australia, Canada, and the Black Sea region, especially when it comes to the U.S. being higher priced on wheat.
Our long-term investment in breeding technologies, we bred our wheat for targets that for our biggest markets, which is ourselves. We in the United States, we eat hamburger buns and loaf breads and cookies, crackers, cakes. And so we bred our wheat classes for those. And so really, in these export markets, we are superior products at the end of the day. Now, are we priced higher than our competitors? Absolutely. It's almost without fail, we're higher priced. But when you come into an automated line, if your inputs are causing problems, if they're not uniform, if they're not consistent, and then you cause a long automated line to lock up or somehow fail, then the costs of that quickly outpace the cost of your inputs.
Sowers points out that the U.S. Wheat Associates has made a significant investment in the South and Southeast Asian market, including technical education assistance for buyers and adding a marketing staff member to the U.S. Wheat Associates Manila office.
You work hard raising America's beef. Now get rewarded with Superior Livestock. Market your cattle to the nation's largest buyer base by consigning to Superior's Video Royale video auction July 27th through the 31st in Winnemucca, Nevada, and live online. They come to your ranch, showcase your cattle nationwide, and deliver true price discovery through competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117 or visit SuperiorLivestock.com. But hurry, the consignment deadline for Video Royale is July 10th.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California almond experts say they have a little more certainty when it comes to selling into one of their biggest overseas markets, Europe. The European Union has approved a new duty-free tariff rate quota for eligible U.S. almond exports as part of a new trade agreement. This means that qualifying shipments of U.S. almonds can enter the EU with a 0% tariff until the quota is filled. The regulations are expected to remain in effect until 2029. This follows months of uncertainty when the EU proposed a 25% retaliatory tariff on a range of U.S. products earlier this year in response to the broader U.S. trade actions. The Almond Board of California says the new agreement expands preferential market access for California almonds, helping maintain their competitiveness in Europe. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid 50s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs right around 100. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday and Monday, sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Mid-90s Friday, low 90s on Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, low 90s Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday, 97 a week from today. A heat advisory for San Luis Obispo County has been issued as warmer temperatures are forecast for this week. The advisory will be in effect until 8 p.m. on Friday. Currently, it is 54 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower with renewed concerns about the Middle East situation after President Trump responded to new attacks from Iran, saying the ceasefire is over. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is at $78 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate at $73. Airlines depend on fuel. United Airlines shares down 3.5%, Southwest down 1.5%, Delta shares down nearly 3%. It's also a major issue for cruise lines. Carnival shares down 2.5%, Royal Caribbean down nearly 1%, Norwegian Cruise Lines down more than 1.5%. However, Chevron shares are up 1.5%. Oil companies can make more money when oil prices are higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present 15-time ACM and CMA Group of the Year, Old Dominion. July 15th, the California Mid-State Fair presents Old Dominion with special guests Dasha and Annie Bosco. Tickets on sale now, midstatefair.com. One incredible night of country music you don't want to miss.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. All right, we're ready to go. Call or text 238-5775-238. KPRL, it's that simple.
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map. That's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace. Nobody's in a rat race. And these days, that's a special way of life.
KPRL,
where they know you by name and treat you like family.
KPRL,
a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know
the Morning Exchange.
Okay. Oh, boy. Coming up this afternoon, very timely, based on the recent decision from the Supreme Court last week. Karen will have on Sharon Kessler, a state assembly candidate, discussing the views on women's sports, and her opponent, Dawn Addis, bill about, let's just say sex offenders, et cetera, et cetera. So enjoy that this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice, KPRL. All right. You know, last hour I mentioned about this new insurance opportunity for those of you out there, and that's Assembly Bill 311. It would let insurance companies use telematics, the technology installed in the vehicle that allows them to transmit information such as location, speed, braking force, swerving, and more. Chris, have you ever heard of this?
No.
Would you want it in your vehicle?
Run it by me one more time. I need to give this more thought.
Okay. Now, this bill would allow insurance companies to monitor California drivers' behavior in exchange for potential discounts on their premiums.
So, this basically monitors my driving habits somehow, and if I'm a good boy, then I get lower insurance.
Right.
Potentially.
It says potentially.
Okay. No. Still no.
Well, now, here's one of the, and again, there's, I found a twist to this. Okay? The devil is in the details, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And, of course, we have, I mean, how can you argue against safer streets and highways? Right? We got 25 miles an hour all up and all around Paso Robles, driving everybody nuts. It's making everybody safer. We're going to live longer, contribute more tax money, et cetera, et cetera. The world's going to be a better place. The highways are going to be safer by encouraging better driving while opponents worry about privacy. And, of course, we have the stories of some terrible things that have happened over the years. Now, one of the things, this is, let me see, what's the group's name? Oh, it's Safer Streets for Everyone. It's like, when I see names like this, I always think Mothers for Peace. Dads for Destruction. That should be another group. Dads for Destruction, because we all want destruction, right? Okay? And only moms, the mad stuff, whatever that is. They're, you know, the Safer Streets for Everyone. Okay? And again, we have these sad stories and so forth and so on. I wonder if any of the people in these groups are concerned about the amount of drivers, and we've seen stories across the country that got California driver's licenses and killed people. I just wonder if any of these groups have stood up against that. And I tried to find out, and no. No. Now, these... there are insurance department concerns regarding this. The state insurance department is opposed to the bill, saying the legislation is not compatible with the with California insurance law. That would be Prop 103. Now, this came out of a consumer group in response to rising car and home insurance premiums almost four decades ago. It was approved by 51% of the state's voters in 1988 and includes a mandate for insurance companies to give good drivers 20% discounts. Now, some drivers also receive discounts for low mileage. It's a form of monitoring that's okay under Prop 103 because miles driven is an allowed factor in rate setting. Okay. Here's the twist. Here we go. All right. Now, according to this, 85% of drivers qualify for some type of safe drivers or claims-free discount. However, if you use these digital trackers, the telematics to prove your safety, guess what happens? 20% of the drivers see their rates increase because of some of the habits. Now, this is a small device or phone app that records your driving, like hand braking or late night driving, etc. Now, if your tracking app records sudden stops or fast driving, you might not get the discount. As a matter of fact, guess what? Chris, what do you think could happen?
Your rates will go up.
Your rates will go up. How about that? How about that? Well, Kevin, if you're a good driver, you got nothing to worry about. Look, we all get into situations where we have to do things, whether it's speed a little bit more or sudden stops, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, I ran into a few in my trip down to Los Angeles just a few days ago. So, like, let's say something like this was inside my app. I could tell you about five times the vehicle that I drove, which was a rental, by the way, so it was had a lot newer technology, had started beeping at me for a potential collision with the car in front of me. Because I had to make a very sudden stop in all that traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So do that four different times. If this was in my car, it's thinking, oh, Chris must be a bad driver. Look at all these accidents he's almost getting into. I'm in L.A. traffic.
Well, yeah, and your rates just by being in L.A. traffic are going to be higher. Because where you live.
Exactly.
So I would say no to this 100%.
Me too.
Not even close. Because, again, Chris just gave an example, but also... there are times when, well, I shouldn't say all of us, I do this, I will use the accelerator to get out of the way of problems. I do it. I don't want them in front of me. Or if I see potential things coming up, I will figure out a way to get around it, and it may not, this telematics program I mean, I might as well just start writing a check while I'm driving. My rates are going up or canceled.
Let's also not forget the fact that we have established on air that I am, in fact, a criminal for how much I speed. Can't imagine how much my rates are going to go up.
Well, you'd be canceled by now. You would be canceled by now. Now, here is the other thing on this, the discount that qualify for some type of safe driver or claims-free discount. You can save anywhere from $90 to $100 a year. Your exact discount depends on your specific insurance plan and the company, you know, all those things that, you know, come into play, and also where you may live as well, and so forth. So I don't know how many of you would like this telematic thing or whatever it's called, but just something that you may have the option.
When you say you could say $90 to $100 a year, it's just put that another way. It sounds like gambling. You could make $90 to $100 a year.
Right. Or with this, you could also lose $90 a year.
If your rates go up.
That's right. If your rates go up, or again, the possibility of it being canceled. Canceled. So, and I don't know what percentage, I haven't looked for that yet, that because this is available in most states around the country already, how many people use it? But, you know, obviously, they're, like everything with technology, there is the, you know, people are, I don't want to say paranoid, but they're concerned about information. And I am, but as Chris, you would say that, or would you say that because of the technology that we have now, whether it's wherever it is, that most of our information is not private?
No, 100%. I'd say almost none of it is.
Okay.
Not even your social security. Now, it's protected by, you know, encryptions, as I've said in previous broadcasts, which I won't try to explain right now, but it's out there. If you've typed it in once on the internet, it's most definitely out there. Does somebody have it, and are they doing malicious things with it? Very unlikely. But whether or not you consider that private or not, up to you.
Well, I would also add that the more apps or whatever you want to call them, the more technology that we use or types, whether it's this app or another app or other, you know, whatever, that the chances of bad things happening increase. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Sorry, I had to take a bite from food.
That's okay. So, it's just something to think about. Well, Kevin, I already got all your information. Yeah. Rah, 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 rah. Well, that may be true, but again, the more people that have access to it, the more likely you're going to have a problem. Hi, good morning.
Last week, you were talking about people going from air conditioning to outside where it's hot and back and forth and getting sick. I'm reading a book called The Long Range Desert Group. It's about a group of spies during World War II in North Africa in 1941 and 42. The weather there changed from 120 degrees during the day to 40 degrees at night. And these guys were living outside and sleeping under trucks. And they were able to survive it. I don't see how people get sick from just going from hot to cold. The body can take it if they get used to it.
Well, that was one of the issues. We're becoming less willing to acclimate to the climates that we live in.
If I may, also, I think part of Kevin's point, or I don't remember if it was Kevin or a caller, but the point was that air-conditioned environments are much more filtered, so you don't breathe in any sort of natural air or dust, and you become much more susceptible to the actual air of the outside world if you spend too much time in an air-conditioned environment.
Yeah, but it's not a temperature problem, in my opinion, because those guys survived out there in the desert from, like I say, from 40 degrees at night to 120 during the day.
Well,
so it's something other than temperature.
But they're also trained.
I guess, yeah. Well, they survived it.
Well, see, what I brought up last week, there's a combination of things here, and this is, it doesn't take a rocket science to realize that the American culture with this, and, Chris alluded to, we are in our cars with our windows up. We come home, our windows are up. We don't get the proper exercise, and we don't have the proper diet. Now, obviously, this is not everybody, but this is a major reason that, people are having issues because they're desensitizing their body to what it can naturally do.
Yeah, I guess. But anyway,
I don't guess. It is.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. It's not a guess. Scientists, not Dr. Fauci. Scientists will tell you that. I was listening to something coming. Oh, McGraw. And, they were talking about the issue that's been going on in schools with the pads, whatever they're called, and the phones and all that. This isn't a surprise that kids were having problems. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. A long time ago, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I toured the Coca-Cola factory and learned the history of Coca-Cola. Do you know how it got its name?
From the Cocos.
No, it was done by a farm. It was created by a pharmacist, and he used cocaine in it.
He used cocaine?
And that's how it got its name, Coca-Cola.
The very popular French wine cocoa was Peruvian cocoa, wine, and cola nut.
I understand that, but that's what they told me at the Coca-Cola factory.
Well, it says here he started out trying to create an opium-free pain relief medicine to alleviate his addiction to morphine.
Right.
Okay.
And he created this drink.
You know what?
I don't know. That's what they told me.
Did they have samples of the original Coca-Cola with the drugs in it?
No. They had all the different bottle transitions from the little 8-ounce bottles on up. When I was in high school, we used to go to a soda fountain place when changing buses, and we could get an 8-ounce little glass of Coca-Cola for a nickel. That's how long ago I went to high school.
I like those old Coke bottles.
Yeah, I do too.
Remember that, because what was it? Some people have referred to the real thick glasses that grandma or grandpa had as Coke-eyed glasses or something like that.
Uh-huh. Well, the Coca-Cola made in Mexico is made with sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go into a restaurant and they have Coca-Cola, and it's made in Mexico, it's a 1-liter bottle, half liter, I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's a little larger bottle, it's glass, and it's made with sugar from coming from Mexico instead of high fructose corn syrup, and it tastes even better. When I took the Pepsi Challenge a long, long time ago, when they were doing that, I could always pick out Coke. And one of the things I told them, even though I'm picking it by the taste, I don't like Pepsi because it's too sweet.
Well, when I did drink sodas, I preferred Pepsi.
Okay.
Everybody, everybody's, has their little different taste.
Personal taste. Yeah. Okay, have a good day.
All right. Let's see here. The original formula, which was created as an alternative to morphine, contained about 9 milligrams of cocaine per glass. I don't know why I'm laughing. I just find this stuff just pretty funny, things that we did. Let's see here. Okay, so back to this on the driver. So, folks, that would be your call, whether you want to do this or not. Regarding telematic and so forth. So, and maybe it'd be a good idea to contact your insurance agent as well and ask them if this goes through. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I have something to say about the false claim that there was cocaine in Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Good morning.
Sir, can you do me a favor and turn down your phone, please, your radio?
Yeah, I just turned it off.
Okay, thank you. Well, go ahead.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. I've traveled extensively in Peru, and I know about the coca leaf. The coca leaf is not cocaine. It takes about 80 pounds of coca leaf to make 1 pound of cocaine, and it has kerosene in it. It's got all kinds of horrible things in it that makes it cocaine. In Peru, you travel to the high altitudes, like Cusco, for example, which is over 11,000 feet. You get off the plane and you feel the, you don't have the oxygen that you're used to breathing.
Right.
And they have you drink coca tea. Now, the coca tea, you'd have to drink a pool of coca tea to get high. The indigenous people chew the coca leaf. If you chew the coca leaf, you're not hungry, you have more energy, and all of this. So the coca leaf is not cocaine. It takes a bunch of processes to make cocaine. So yeah, there was coca leaf in the original Coca-Cola, but it was not cocaine. Coca leaf is not cocaine. So it's very mild, drug when you just drink it as a tea.
Okay, so
I just wanted to say it.
So, because it says here, the original formula contained about 9 milligrams of cocaine per glass. Is that a lot of cocaine?
I don't know. I don't know what a milligram is, but I think what they mean is it had coca leaf in it. It had coca, from the coca leaf.
Okay.
Not cocaine. They didn't make it into cocaine and then add it to the Coca-Cola. So that's something that everyone always hears. I've heard about it many times. And, like I say, you can buy coca leaves legally in Peru, and you chew them. I did when I did a hike to Machu Picchu, and you've got all this energy. Right, you're at high altitudes. There's a pass that's over 14,000 feet that you pass on the way to Machu Picchu if you're going to do the hike. And as soon as you spit it out, though, your body is depleted, and you better hurry up and eat and drink water,
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
So, anyway.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the help.
You're welcome. All right.
All right. Okay, folks, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be holding a job fair expo Monday, July 13th, to connect applicants with a variety of impactful classified support positions essential for the coming school year. The expo will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the district boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is encouraging eligible residents to take advantage of free chipping days offered by the San Luis Obispo Fire Safe Council in September. Residents must be located in a high fire hazard severity zone in Paso Robles. It must be done online by registering at chipday.com/slowfsc. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump at the NATO summit on the ceasefire with Iran.
Me? I think it's over.
After Iran fired on commercial ships during the supposed pause for the Ayatollah's funeral.
These are evil, sick people, and we have to rid their cancer. Cancer. And you know what you do? You got to cut out cancer early.
After CENTCOM's 80 airstrikes, President Trump warns he's going to hit them again harder tonight. Maine Senate Democrat candidate Graham Plattner in a power play after a credible rape allegation prompted the party to pull support. Reportedly, he wants to pick the next candidate before dropping out. And Republican five-term Senator writer Susan Collins surges ahead. Accused Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson, facing video evidence of him at the scene as the defense tries to refute DNA evidence at his Provo, Utah probable cause hearing day three. America is listening to Fox News.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. 8 minutes away from eight. Some clouds, and then you know what's coming. Lots of sunshine, mid-90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s, and we'll be at 100 for your Thursday. Again, make sure that your animals and yourselves are taken care of, all right? We'll cool down to the mid-90s on Friday, low 90s on Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, Monday about 90, mid-90s Tuesday, and upper 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:55 a.m., 8:22 p.m., we are at 55. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Well, yesterday I mentioned in Atascadero that the kickball registration is deadline is the 7th of August, and so is the fall adult basketball in Atascadero. It will run Sundays at the Colony Park Community Center starting August 23rd through October 18th. Games on September 6th. No games on September 6th. The season will include 7 regular season and all that. All teams will be co-ed, and applications are accepted on a team basis only, with a minimum of 10 players and a maximum of 18 players. So, again, that registration for Atascadero Adult Hoops is August 7th. Oh, wait a minute. I got another one here. There it is. Put them both together. And voila. Meals at Connect is in need of volunteer drivers to deliver meals to homebound seniors. This is from the Paso Robles Senior Center. Drivers are needed for 1.5-hour shifts, and that begins at 10:30. Training is provided. Please call 805-238-4831, and they thank you in advance. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving gently along here at the Right Choice, KPRL, we have 6 minutes away from eight.
Happy, happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. You know, it doesn't have to be a holiday to do something special or get something special for someone, or if you're really messed up. Okay, let's see here. Leading off, Amber Torrey. Then we have Kurt Payton, Lena Payton, Carol Rios. Let's see here. I'll try this. Arcelio Lovano, close enough. Greg Borden, Barbara Andrews, Harley Hatfield, Larry Cookson, Steve Nelson, Margot Lamb, Ellen Cisneros, Ken Palmer, Mike and Kay Nichols, and Gary and Rose Rappel. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and all. On my right-hand side, let's see who's on this list. Secretary of State Mr. Seward, 1830, 1915, John D. Rockefeller, 1839, 1937, Nelson Rockefeller, 1908, 1979, died with a smile on his face. The singer Billy Eckstein, 1914, 1993. Faye Emerson, the actress, 1917, 1983. Craig Stevens, Peter Gunn guy, 1910, 2000. Olympic gold medalist, Mr. Harrison Dillard, 2019. He was a Sullivan Trophy winner, by the way. You know, we brought him up last Friday with that Chuck Berry song, the guy on the piano there, that rock and roll piano, Mr. Johnny Johnson. He was born in 1924. He passed away in 2005. Jerry Vale. Oh, gee. 1930, 2014. Rune Arledge, ABC. 1931, 2002. Marty Feldman, the fine-looking actor. 1934, 1982, one of the greats, John David Crow. 1935, 2015. I like this guy. Footsteps, go away, little girl. Steve Lawrence, 1935, 2024. I bumped into him and his wife, Kathy Rigby, literally bumped into them coming down to the staircase there at East Tennessee State. Tommy Mason, 1939, 2015. Onward we go from the Allman Brothers, J-Mo Johansson, 1944, Kim Darby, 1947, Wolfgang Puck, the food guy, whatever he does, 1949. From ELO, Colin Walker, their studio band, 1949, but they were good. Angelica Houston, 1951, Jack Lambert, oh man, 1952, and Kevin Bacon, he's a pretty good actor, isn't he? 1958, onward we go. From Depeche Mode, Andy Fletcher, 1961. Toby Keith, we lost him a couple years ago. Country singer, 1961. Let's see here. Who else is on this list today? Beck is on the list. 1970. As I'm looking down, going down. Melissa Renee Martin, the actress, 1979. Also on this list, we have Maya Hawke, the actress, 1998, and Jaden Smith, the actor, 1998. Okay. Passing away on this day, I still have it on the Coca-Cola thing. Just transform. Rosie Reyes, remember the runner there in the Boston Marathon? She died in 2019. Pete Conrad, third person to walk on the moon, 1999. Larry Storch, F Troop, he died in 2022. Tab Hunter, 2018. Ernest Borgnine, yes, indeed. McHale's Navy, 2012. Betty Ford, 2011. June Allison passed away in 2006. Dick Sargent, Bewitched, 1994. And, oh, Vivian Leigh, Gone with the Wind, 1967. Sir Edmund Parry, British explorer, 1855. All right, going to the top of the list. When he was in college, he was an all-around player like they were back in the day. As a matter of fact, in his senior year, he intercepted the ball five times, and his head coach said, if John David Crow doesn't win the Heisman Trophy, they ought to stop giving it. His coach was Paul Bear Bryant at Texas A&M, remember back in the day. This guy was a pretty unbelievable football player. I mean that. First-round pick, second overall, way back. He had over almost 5,000 yards rushing and almost 4,000 receiving. He made the all-decades team in the 1960s. I bet nobody remembers that.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo has scheduled a prescribed burn for today in cooperation with private landowners. The Rinconada prescribed burn will be held near Santa Margarita, weather and air quality conditions permitting. Efforts will target Yellow Star Thistle. Templeton concerts will continue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Templeton Park. Tonight's entertainment will be the Molly Ringwald Project, playing 80s rock and dance music. Concerts are free to attend. Food and drinks will be available to purchase from approved vendors only. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Four-time Pro Bowler in his NFL career, and as I begin, he had 35 receiving yards and 38 rushing yards. He's an all-around player. John David Crane. He's a big dude, too. He's about 225 pounds, 6'2", 6'3", way back in the day. All right, he's also AD at his school. He passed away in 2015. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2. KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.